at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church, where with Jesus above, with his wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
To the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on C103. Again, it's a great privilege to come to you by the means of radio. We pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. We want to give you directions to our church. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles. Do you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles. Till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, and Sunday at 6. Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We want to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors, the ones that makes this broadcast possible. We want to send it out to Harold and Louise Brumman. We also want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen. We also want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes right there in West Union. All three of those families help us each and every month and to contribute to this radio broadcast, and we appreciate all the help that they give us on this radio broadcast. So if you would like to be a contributor, if you like what you hear every Sunday morning, you've been blessed by it, you've been encouraged by the Word of God, we'd like to know about that. Whether you send us a financial support or not, just let us know how you how we're sounding on the radio and how you've been helped and encouraged. Take the time to drop us a line. Now, I'm going to give you the church office address. That is the church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. Again, you want to send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. We'll get that. We'll pray over it and give you a holler out on the radio. We want to give a couple announcements out before we get into the Word of God this morning. This week, right now, this is April the 1st, Sunday morning, we are in revival this week. So those out there that has a home church that you go to regular, amen, and you ain't got a chance to come out, now's the time to come out and pay us a visit. We are in revival this week. We are starting Wednesday night, April the 4th, and we're going all the way to Easter Sunday morning. So Wednesday through Sunday with Brother Jody Pasquarelli from Hamilton, Ohio. So we're excited about that. So we're going to be in revival. So if you've got lost loved ones, friends, neighbors, you'd like to invite them out to the church, right now would be a good time at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church in revival, April the 4th through April the 8th, Easter Sunday morning. Our Easter Sunday morning service, we start at 10:30 and we go right into the morning worship service. Also, we also want to give out so you can start making plans. April the 28th, that's April the 28th, on a Saturday, the last Saturday of the month, we're having a church auction right here at the church outside, under the shelter, out in our park area. It's going to be, start at 12 o'clock, and we're going to have furniture, appliances, and tools, and garden supplies, and household supplies. There'll be all kinds of things for you to, come out and get a good bargain on. And while in the meantime, you are helping the 5 Mile Holiness Church, put back a little money. We are getting ready to remodel the inside of the church. So this is a fundraiser for the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church right here. That'll be April the 28th at 12 o'clock, having a church auction right outside, and you can come out and pay us a visit and get a bargain while you're at it. We want to give out one more announcement, and we'll get into the Word of God. Do not forget our website. Now, a lot of times, you know, you don't get a chance to hear the radio broadcast each and every Sunday. Well, you've got an opportunity to do that now with the website. We update the radio broadcast every month so you can listen at it 7 days a week. You can share it with friends and neighbors. And our website address is www.5milehc.org. Again, www.5milehc.org. And you can go to that, click on the home page there, click on the sermon page, and you can go right to the radio broadcasters. And also, we have a guest speaker page you can go to and listen at the preachers that we use throughout the year. All right, we're going to get right into the Word of God. Amen. It takes the Lord to preach. It takes the anointing of God to help. So we pray today, if God be my helper, amen, we can be a help to you. In the book of Mark, chapter 10, Mark chapter 10, amen, we're going to start at verse 17, and the Bible reads like this. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these things have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up thy cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. One more scripture today in the book of Luke chapter 16 and verse 19. The Bible said there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which laid at the gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all of this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded from though one rose from the dead. If the Lord would help me today, just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach simply on what must I do to be saved. What must I do to be saved? The Bible says here in the book of Mark that when he was gone forth in the way, there came one, referring to a man, came running. The Bible said he came running and he kneeled to him and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do them. Amen. And thou shalt have eternal life. Amen. The young man answered the Lord and said, Lord, I've kept these commandments from my youth up. What lackest thou I? Jesus said, Thou lackest one thing. Thou hast great possessions. Sell all that thou hast, give it unto the poor, and pick up thy cross and follow me. The Bible said he went away sorrowfully. He went away sadly because he had great possessions. The reason I read to you today Luke chapter 16, amen, because some theologians and some, amen, commentaries would say that this is the same man. Amen. Mark tells about a rich man running to the Lord and asking the Lord, what must I do to be saved? But Luke refers this rich man, amen, he died and lifted up his eyes in hell. Amen. Being in tormented in these flames. Amen. And the Bible said that Abraham said, Remember thou, son, in thy lifetime, amen, when thou wert comforted, Lazarus was tormented. But now Lazarus is comforted, and thou art tormented. Amen. What must I do to be saved? What do I have to do, Lord? I don't want to go to the burnings. I don't want to go to that everlasting fire. Where the Bible said there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. What must I do, Lord, to be saved? Amen. The question is asked here in my text. And the Lord said to him, Keep thy commandments. Somebody said today, Amen. Brother Bobby, is there more than just 10 commandments? And most certainly there is. The Bible tells us how to dress. It tells us how to talk. It tells us how to walk. It tells us how to live in this world. Amen. Praise be to God. The Bible teaches us, amen, to put off the filthiness of the flesh and put on the Lord Jesus Christ and walk not as fools. Amen. In rioting and in drunkenness. But say, walk ye as wise men in the daytime. Amen. Realize in the days are evil. Amen. Praise be to God. You know what you got to do today. Notice this. Amen. The Lord answered this rich man and said to him, Thou knowest what you must do. You know what you got to do today. But the man began to try the Lord. He wanted to hear it from the Master. What must I do to be saved, good master? He wanted to know, praise be to God. Amen. But the Lord gave him the answer, but he didn't like the answer today. Amen. Praise be to God. When it come down to his possessions, when it come down to his worldly attire, he didn't want to turn loose of this old world. Amen. That's why I felt like today coming to you by the means of radio and tell you out there in radio land, you got to be willing to turn loose and let God be God in your life. Amen. You've asked the question time after time. Preacher, what must I do to be saved? Amen. The Lord said, you know, you got to keep the commandments. You got to follow God's word. You got to turn from your wicked ways. You got to love God with all your heart, a soul, mind, and strength. Amen. We find later in the scripture that the man, amen, the writer said that the man said, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Another writer uses this passage, and the answer was, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, mind, and strength. And the second is great as unto the first, love thy neighbor as thyself. Brother, let me preach to you today out there in radio land. You want to know, what do I have to do, preacher, to be saved? I want to know, preacher, tell me what I got to do. Amen. I don't want to go to the burdens. And when you read Luke chapter 16, it is a sobering thought. Amen. It'll help you to think for a moment. It'll help you, amen, to put your thoughts in perspective. Yes, there is a burning hell. Amen. There is a place of torment. Amen. That's reserved for the devil and his angels. Brother, but when men reject God and men reject God's Holy Ghost power, amen, they get in trouble today. That's why I'm a preaching this way today out here in radio land. Amen. So that you cannot say in the day of judgment, amen, I did not know, preacher. Nobody told me about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching them to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Brother, I'm here to tell you today, you want to be saved, you want to be set free from this whole world, amen, do what the Bible says. Love God and love His Word. Amen. Follow truth and the truth will set you free. I notice, brother, this man, he loved his riches. He loved everything that he possessed in life. He loved it more than he loved God. Amen. That's what it is. Amen. Because if he would love God more than the riches of this world, when the Lord said, pick up your cross and follow me, brother, he would not have hesitated. It wouldn't have been a second thought. He would have grabbed a hold. He would have followed the Master today. Oh, but oh, praise be to God. I'm glad one day when the call came to me, amen, I grabbed a hold of the Master's hand, and I've been a following Him ever since today. Brother, not every day has it been wonderful. There's been times of sorrow and pain. There's been time of trial and temptation. But brother, I've found in my years of walking with the Lord, He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He said, yea, I go with you, even to the end of the world. Are you hearing me today? I feel like preaching to you today out here in radio land. What must I do to be saved? What must I do, preacher? I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to the burnings. Tell me, preacher, what I got to do. Amen. Well, you got to love God and you got to love His Word. We've already covered that. Amen. You got to turn from your wicked ways. You got to turn your back on the world. The Bible said you got to forsake mother, father, a land, and yea, your own life, and pick up your cross and follow me. It's a committed life, brother. Sister, it's a committed life. You got to commit yourself to God. Amen. Praise. to God, you got to love Him more than you love yourself. Notice this, praise be to God. Amen. I'm not in my ministry of preaching over the years. I've seen emotionalism. I've seen a charismatic movement sweep across our country. Amen. Everybody's moved by emotion. Amen. Praise be to God. They are convicted, but they are not converted. Amen. Brother, I'm here to tell you today, the Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Brother, there'll be a change that'll take place in your life. What must I do to be saved? Amen. This old man's got to die out, and the new man's got to rise up. Amen. Paul said, behold, old things are passed away, and all things have become new. We are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise be to God. Emotionalism is good for the present time, but it will not satisfy when the world's turned upside down. Brother, but you get it deep down inside, and you let conviction and condemnation convert your soul. Brother, you'll stand solid. Amen. When the world tempts you with the cares of this life, and the devil comes in like a flood, amen, praise be to God, you'll have such a dedicated life, amen, that you've committed yourself to God, amen, because you said, I will follow you, Lord. I will, God, Lord, do whatsoever thou sayest to do. Amen. That's the problem today in our modern day era. We're living in a society that doesn't want to obey the voice of God. They don't want to follow the Word of God. They want to rewrite it. They want to come up with their own rules. They want to come up with a new way. Brother, it's His Word. It's God's Word. It's not my Word. Amen. I can't conform. I can't have God to conform to my lifestyle. I've got to conform my life to God's Word today. Amen. Praise be to God. The Bible teaches us that the flesh and the spirit, they are contrary one to another. Amen. That's why I felt like preaching to you all out there today. You're asked a question and I feel like giving you the answer. What must I do to be saved? Preacher, I go to church on Sunday. Preacher, I give to the church, amen, as the Lord's given me. A preacher, I give to the poor. A preacher, I pay my bills. A preacher, I send my kids to college. A preacher, I'm a good man. Amen, I've done good things. But brother, I read in the Word of God where Nicodemus was a ruler. Amen, a good moral man that kept the laws of God and followed the laws. Amen, of the government. But there come a time Jesus passed by, and miracles and healings were taking place, and Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, amen, so nobody could see him. Amen, begin to look for Jesus. Amen, praise be to God. And the Lord answered Nicodemus, you must be born again. Amen, praise be to God. There's got to be a change in your life. Amen, you got to say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me of my sins. Be willing to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. You've got to come low. You've got to acknowledge He's the Master. This man acknowledged that God was the Master. He said, good Master. He said, why callest thou me good? There's none good but God. I'm here to tell you today, the reason you're walking today, and the reason that you've got a job today, and the reason that you're feeding your family, it's because God is good, and God takes care of you today. The Bible said it rains on the just, and it rains on the unjust. God's mercy stretched out this morning, and God is still wanting those, amen, that will come unto Him. Amen, that are heavy laden. Amen, loaded down with the cares of life. God is still there waiting on you. Come unto me. Let Him
of that thirst. Let him come and drink of the waters of life freely. Brother, this don't cost you money. This don't cost you popularity or prestige. This doesn't cost you anything. Amen. But giving up the world. You've got to give up the world. This man went away sharply. Amen. Because he couldn't turn loose of the world. And we read in Luke that he died and he opened up his eyes in hell. Brother, to wait to that great and noble day to realize I messed up. I should have prayed when the call was there. I should have listened to that old time preacher. I should have went to the house of God when I had opportunity. Hey man, listen to me today. Hell's highway is paved with good intention. People's made up their mind. Hey man, I want to do better. I was going to pray. I was going to get things fixed. The Bible said today is the day of salvation. What must I do to be saved? Are you hearing this old time preacher? Amen. I'm not telling you what it takes to go to God's heaven. I'm not telling you what it takes. Amen. To let Jesus into your heart. You've got to surrender. You've got to come humble. You've got to be willing to turn loose of this world and love God more than you do yourself. You've got to love God more than your necessary food. You've got to love God. Well, I feel like preaching today. More than your mama and your daddy. More than your wife. Yes, you got to love God. He's got to be number one in your life. Woo! How about it today? What must I do to be saved? Love the Lord. Keep His commandments. Turn from your evil ways. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Find you an altar and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Be willing to repent. Say, Lord, I'll follow you. How about it today? This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Amen. Praise be to God. Trying my best in the last minute of this broadcast to remind you that mercy door is open. That grace. The Bible said when sin doth abound, the grace of God does much more abound. It doesn't matter how far you've been, how deep you've gone in sin, God's grace is more powerful. The Bible said His hand is not shortened that He cannot save. His ears are not heavy that He cannot hear. He knows where you're at today. I feel like the message has went out to a soul today. Won't you find your place and cry out to the Lord and let the tears flow out of your soul. Amen. And accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Amen. And God knows exactly where you are today. You're not listening today by chance. But you're listening today because God permitted for you to listen. Oh, this is Pastor Bobby Sandlin with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Till we meet again next week, same time, 11 o'clock. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.